Hello everyone, this is Monsef Asker and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Really happy to have you here and have you share with us this really beautiful and sacred space with our really special guest, Grace Kavanoff, and really love her message, very profound, and it reminds us of our truth, and that's everything we need is within us, and like it's time that we can to show up who we truly are and to show our gifts, to show our uniqueness, and stop hiding, because like what we are here to share and to create, it's really needed, even though sometimes we may not be aware of that and we may not see that in our daily life, but everything that we do, it has like contribute in some way to the global awakening. So yeah, very excited that she's here with us today, and we'll be talking about activating your soul's own unique codes and energetic signature. And also she will share with us a channeling. She channels the Divine Feminine and Osara. So we'll flow through the call, and then based on the group's energy, she will channel a message for us. And also we'll have a Q&A as always. If you are on the phone or on the webcast, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And before we start, I would love to share with you a little bit about Grace. So Grace Kavanoff is a second generation channel, clairvoyant, clairaudience, medium, and intuitive psychic. She had an extreme awakening in 2005, immediately after her father was suddenly killed in a head-on collision. The shock moved her perception to a new level, and all the psychic gifts she's had as a child began to awaken. Grace went through and experienced a very steep expansion in consciousness in order to open, learn, and balance these new ways of being. Grace stands deeply for the balance of this planet to be restored and the Divine Feminine rising in her long-held agreement as a way-shower, teacher, guide, mentor, woman, mother, and channel. She now serves as a channel for Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and Isis, as well as Osira, a beautiful and loving collective of non-physicals. Recognized as a family of lights, they offer their insights, gifts, love, and wisdom to humanity for deep transformation, healing, and awakening. Over the years, Grace and Osira have served and assisted thousands and thousands of people from around the world in their awakening journeys. And so with that, Grace, thank you so much for being here with us today. Very excited to connect with you and our audience today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Monsif. That was really sweet. And I'm excited to be with you today, too. Most definitely. Oh,
beautiful. Yeah, so I just shared a little bit about your story through your bio. So I would love if you can maybe share with us more details about how you started channeling, your relationship with Osira, who are they, and also the channeling that you do of the Divine Feminine.
Yes, I can. Sure, thank you. You know, my journey is a long one. I'm half a century old. And so thinking about the many lifetimes that we have in one lifetime, really, there's been a lot of different stages of my experience to be where I am now and who I am and how I am now. And I think we leave a lot of our self and integrate a lot of ourselves through time. And my experience to become a channeler was that I didn't realize on so many different levels how much I was channeling long before the major shakeup in my life happened, but I was always very, very plugged in to the spirit world as a child. I'll just share quickly that, you know, I saw the light vibration and everything, and it's not the aura. I literally saw particles of the way that the light creates reality in all things when I was a child. And at 5 years old, I knew I was here again, reincarnated, and that I had a mission. I had visions. I saw angels and people who had passed. I saw the darker shadowy beings. I saw lots of things, and I had to live my life and just reconcile how to navigate all that. And so I didn't know for a long time that that wasn't what everybody was experiencing. And I just kept living my life and was always on a spiritual path. And when I came to the experience of my father dying suddenly, I just, everything cracked open. And in the next 2 years, I had every, almost every imaginable kind of experience in awakening. And there's a lot to be said there, and that would be for another time. But what also primarily happened is that I was so psychically and intuitively open, and was just being bombarded all the time, that I had to learn how to handle my own energy and how to handle the way that I was getting information, because it was a lot all the time. And I was raising my two daughters, and I was going through a lot in this experience, and I started to meditate in order to calm my nervous system from the overload that was happening. And it was many, many months into meditation that I started to become so keenly aware that I already knew forever that I was guided. I already knew forever that I had angels around me. I knew it. It was just a part of my knowing completely. But then I became really aware in meditation about the field of information and consciousness that was all around me. The unified field of consciousness is what I began to think of it like. And then I became aware of these presences, this energy that was just angelic and loving and wanted to speak. And I didn't understand how that would happen. And my road is not like other people's. And, you know, my journey was just, I was literally just following the breadcrumbs, or the golden light, as they say. And then I just opened up and I just started to practice. And that's a simple version, because I had a lot of resistance. I didn't want to be different. I didn't want to be weird. I wanted to be normal. I wanted to fit in. And even though I was always a little not fitting in, I was always a little doing my own thing. I was always an artist creative type. And I, but I still, you know, wanted to hold things together in that egoic sense. And so I just began to play with it and cry a lot and deal with it. And it took a lot of years of learning how to physically open my vessel and open my body and open my mind and let go of my ego and go through many, many different phases of that evolution of expanding to channel. And about 3 or 4 years later, I started to channel for people, and then publicly in groups. And then it just kept growing over time. And then over time, I went through lots of phases of what that meant to do that work, and how I would have to surrender, and how I would have to activate, and how I would have to heal, and how I would have to, you know, really deal with parts of myself and my own ego. And my spiritual journey just had to become fully the way I lived, the all way I lived. And so then that's what happened. And, you know, I deepened with the process, and being able to open up to Osira, well, you know, they are a loving family of light from many multiple dimensions that converge as one voice. In the beginning, that voice sounded very different in a kind of way than it does now. Now it's like almost 12 or 15 years later, I'd have to actually count. And we're just in one kind of way together. And so they have grown, I have grown. You know, they are very patient with me. I can dig in my heels and get really stubborn and just be really, really slow in this process. I was never doing this for something other than just the service of, you know, not just the service to the world, but because it was the only thing I knew to do, literally because it felt like it's the thing that I'm here for. So when people say they have a mission, and that is what we all have available to us, and kind of in line with your thoughts and your talk about the soul codes, I mean, we will weave it in back in together, but when you know that when you feel in your bones and your gut and your soul that you know the thing you're supposed to do and be and give and share, that's why we're here. And it goes beyond whether or not it's a thing you do for money or, you know, your ego wants fame. There's all these ways that there's a thing that goes on with how you have to get over that to accept your own mission. And so, you know, that's a road for every individual, but waking up your own soul codes means following your own heart. And that's the only thing I could do in those years. I mean, I felt very blind, like I did not know where I was going and what I was doing. It was not easy. And yet all I could do was just keep following the truth of my soul, following the next intuitive guidance and the next nudge from the angels and the next, this is where you go. This is what you do. This is who you talk. It was listening to myself. I really took an inward journey. And though I may have had a few helpers and mentors and guides along the way in the physical world, I am one of those people who absolutely just blazes my own trail. I don't follow. I listen to what I'm supposed to do. And that's a really big thing, you know, for those of us who are here to share and shine the light. It can be a lone process for some of that time in order to know what it is you're here to do. And, you know, as far as the connection to the divine feminine and channeling the divine feminine, you know, I didn't realize as well. It's when I say to you I'm half a century old, it's because then I can look back at decades of life and see the pattern and see the themes that I didn't know were coming up in my life to create this beautiful tapestry, this beautiful puzzle. All of these pieces have come together. I didn't know that in my very early 20s, everything that I was going through was setting up a sort of foundation and putting in these very particular key codes for my life. And one of those was about finding my way towards, you know, hypnotherapy. I found a book, you know, back in those days in the early 90s, it was Brian Weiss, Many Lives, Many Masters. That was the first. And it was just one of those things that set up. And then, you know, I had no idea that like 35 years later, I would become a hypnotherapist. And that then when I was in that hypnotherapy school for a year, I would be going through the hardest transformational awakening period of my life and be learning to channel. And at that time, at 19 years old, I found the book from Barbara Marciniak. It fell off of a bookshelf, honest to God, fell off of a bookshelf in La Jolla in California when I was in a metaphysical bookstore. And I'm 19, this is probably 1990 or something, this is 1980 something still, so I am dating myself. Mm-hmm. And when I read Bringers of the Dawn from Barbara Marciniak, I felt like my entire system and consciousness was lit on fire, and I knew that this was truth. And for me it was. And it was so much, I was so inspired, and it was like, it wired something in me. It like activated something in me just by reading that book. But then I just kept on my path. I was in interior design school. It got put on my bookshelf. All of that stuff about the things that I was in the process with got put on the bookshelf, including having an experience with Mary Magdalene, literally having a visionary state of experience. And I was a person who didn't drink and didn't do drugs and didn't do anything. And I had this actual experience of visually seeing in a visionary state, almost like a hologram, where Mary Magdalene came to me and spoke to me and guided me and told me she was part of my guides. And I didn't even know at that time that, you know, and that was when I was 25 years old, I did not know that, you know, 25 years later, I would be deeply immersed in like the ways of channeling Isis, Mother Mary, and Mary Magdalene, or that I'd be in a temple. I hold a temple space called the Golden Temple that is for deep work with the divine feminine on so many levels, dimensionally speaking, because we can live in this world and still have interdimensional experiences. I believe humanity is bridging a gap, and we are jumping timelines. We are bringing the future, and we are pulling in a new world. And we're doing that by our own being, by our own vessels, by our own consciousness. And the more of us that do that, the more of us that have picked up the codes along the way, no matter where you stand, at what time in your life, you pick up little codes and you ignite them. Then you carry on and you keep moving forward and you keep moving forward. And then maybe it's 20 years later or 10 months later or whatever it is, and something sparks. Those codes get activated within you and you wake up to the next level. And if you are a person who is a seeker or who is open and who is willing to learn and who is willing to burn off what does not serve you anymore, when those codes get to activate in you as you keep moving forward, they wake you up. You may have picked it up when you were 5 or when you were 20, and now you're 40. And when that happens, you get activated at a new level. And that's literally the life's path, purposeful walk. And if you pay attention, then you activate and you follow those golden, you know, breadcrumbs. You follow those key codes that are there for you personally. And in your personal evolutionary waking, the more you follow those codes and wake yourself up and follow your mission and share that light and be that change in yourself and in your life, then you energetically, invisibly, because we are all linked in the unified field, affect the whole, and others can literally be changed by just your changing. So this is how we are, even though it seems like we're doing this by ourselves. I'm in my house, she's in her house, they're over there in that country, in that city, or we're linking up online, or however it is, we really are doing this all together. So it's a thing that if you listen deeply to your own past, you're affecting the whole. And those codes, like for me with the divine feminine, I can tell you, I can see the woman I was at 25 years old, still lost, still going through the 20s, still healing my childhood, still waking up for sure, you know. And then I can think about in my 30s and having had 2 babies, and then all the things that the 30s were about and all of the things that the 40s were about, how I became inherently more and more sovereign and autonomous on my path to owning who I am and why I am here. And that takes time. It takes years. Mm-hmm. It takes burning the house down and being born again and resurrecting and finding your strength and finding those codes, those beautiful nuggets, those puzzle pieces that were laid along the foundation that didn't burn down. Because that's the thing. The soul codes and the key codes, the light codes that we come to pick up and activate in a soul lifetime, they don't burn down. everything else burns down, but they remain. That light, the truth of you, the essence of your mission, that remains. So you may go through death, divorce, pain, addictions, many, 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 many things in life. But if you get through it and you remember who you are, you will find, you will dig deep again to resurrect those golden, beautiful truth light codes that you are here and meant to give and share. And that's what I have been getting at a deeper and deeper and deeper level with the channeling of the Divine Feminine, because it is truly the Divine Feminine acceleration in the collective consciousness, not just as women. It's just it's a part of a consciousness that is needed and required at this time for the planet to make these next jumps that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now that was so powerful. Really loved what you said, Grace. And like you said, it's a trust journey. And like you said, the more we follow the codes that we receive, the more we embody more and more of who we are, and bring forth our energy signature and our uniqueness into the world. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that when mm-hmm. you said energy signature, when I began channeling Osira, I've literally channeled thousands and thousands. I've lost track of how many individual one-on-one sessions I've done for people in person and online around the world. And, I didn't know these things. These were not things that I read in a book. Everything I share, I would never have time to read a book. I'm a slow reader, and I don't take in information like that. So mm-hmm. everything that I have learned has been through the process, the way that I have been sort of initiated in my own life. And then I transmute. I eat up all those things, and then they get, dispersed into me, and then I share that. And one of the ways that that has happened is actively through channeling, because as a clairvoyant, when I would do these one-on-one sessions with people, and I don't know the person, and they're sitting down or they're on the online video, and we just have a moment or two of introductions and hellos and all that, and then when Osira would come in and just start totally laying down information and reflecting the soul's essence of who was before me, they would tell the person about them and their many lifetimes, and they would call it the soul signature. And that was something, 15 years ago, I had never heard, but the language would come through me, and from the kind of reading, the way that they were sharing this session time with them, they would say things like, your soul's signature is, and then they would go off on, 10,000 tangents, basically. And what would happen is, as they were saying these things, my clairvoyance, though I'm a channeler who is not, I don't remember at all. I have essence feelings. I have a little bit of residual stuff right when I come back. But the main thing is I see. In my visionary state, I am a true clairvoyant, and I see the things that Osira would be saying to them about their previous lifetimes, about who they were, the essence of their soul, the soul signature, and how that person before me is carrying all those things in this lifetime even. Now, if those things are what we would perceive as negatives, and what I mean by that is, in my experience with thousands and thousands of people, if you are a person who believes in reincarnation and you basically can understand that from a wider perspective without judgment, there is everything that is possible in creation, and that we are a part of that. So there is a probability that you and I have both been everything. I've been the murderer and the murdered. I've been the victim and the perpetrator. I've been everything. And one of the things in that way that I saw was that I was gifted by seeing that with the soul's signature of the essence, that the truth is the truth. There, even if we play one side of the coin in a lifetime, the balance is always finding itself. There is always light and there is always dark. The essence is creation. And so I was so gifted to see that the person who's before me, I see them as this person in this life. That's who I'm going to relate to. That's who I'm going to talk to. It's like that. But I got this bigger, broader, wider vision of the beauty and the eternal, I don't know how to say that other than the eternal goodness of everything mm-hmm. and everyone. And that's the soul signature. And when we tap into that and you accept your own darkness so that you can shine the light and be the light, if that's your desire in this lifetime, then the transformation is amazing. Then you get to have that awareness to your own soul's code, your own soul signature. And it's so beautiful. I mean, I sometimes feel like I am truly the luckiest person in the world because I have inherited over time and through probably osmosis this wider, multidimensional, visionary ability to see and feel and understand that this is so amazing and so perfect here. And so are all the people and all the things, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so beautiful. Yeah, and really inspiring. And I love how you can, how you can express these things that sometimes we find challenges to express them in words. Like you are able to do that and really to give us the understanding of this. So thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
And do you feel guided to channel either the Divine Feminine or Osira?
Yeah, I sure do. I don't know. I don't know who is going to be.
Okay.
So we'll just, so how it goes for those of the people who haven't heard me, all I do is particularly is I just breathe and I step myself aside and they come in and start speaking. And then Monsif, you'll be able to just have a conversation with them if they open up a question. Sometimes they do. Hmm. Sometimes they just drop in information and leave. And sometimes they have questions. So we'll see what happens today.
Okay.
Okay. Indeed, greetings to you, dear ones. We are that one known as Osira, and we are, in fact, overjoyed to be in this alignment with you. We are recognizing you. We are recognizing the way in which this energetic frequency is aligning to many hearts and minds, simultaneously occurring in all ways and all timelines perfectly for every individual. We are honored to be in this conversation. We are recognizing the kinds of conversation our beloved channel is having, the way in which there is the understanding to speak about, you could say, the soul codes or the ways in which the igniting of the light that you are a part of for being incarnated on the earthly plane at this time. For those of you who are considering to how best to ignite my light, Osira, we say, this is a joyful time to be alive, to look and reveal the majesty, the miraculous, the magical, each and every day. There is magnificence here each and every day, dear ones, no matter the experiences, no matter what you can expand into the ways in which there is love. There really is the light of all creation. And in this way, the expansion to ignite your own heart's desire, the ways in which to ignite the soul mission that you are participating upon in this planetary game, is that there is more here for you all the time. It is kind of a game you play on yourself to limit the ideas of what is possible. And this we mean is that to be in the recognizing of beauty, of grace, of kindness, of the simplest gestures for light, for love, for the blessings, just to amplify that in an energetic signature way by amplifying it within yourself, by focusing on it within yourself, by expressing that, offering that, and reveling in that within yourself, or offering that, giving that, sharing that, being that with another, you literally anchor and amplify this kind of beauty, grace, and love and creation, this wisdom, these wisdom key codes that are here literally proliferating your planet. You are limited by the ideas of the things you think and the things that you are experiencing of the things you see in the world. And what we would say is, if there is a way for you to play with yourself, you don't even have to participate with telling anyone you are doing this. You can expand your creation ability by the ways in which you neutrally live. Live not in judgment. Expand into your thoughts about that there is goodness here, that you are goodness, that there is light here, that there is love here, and that all things literally that exist are because of the creation ability. You all have that creation ability. You are the creation, we say. We often say, you are literally the light of life. You are the way in which creation makes itself known. And by your thoughts, your ways of being, ways of thinking, ways of acting, ways of living, ways of expressing, ways of the word. It seems to be the word, enamored. We want to find another word for that. The way in which you live in a kind of adoration, adoring life itself, adoring another's face, adoring that there is adoring and appreciating and being in gratitude for the blade of grass that grows between the cracks in the sidewalk. We know it has been said before, but it is true. When your heart can leap for the simplest pleasures for being alive, for the simplest graces for being alive, for the interior experience to be eternally and fully grateful, to your heart bursting for simply being in life itself. In that way, dear ones, you are bridging heaven to earth. You are activating your own soul's codes. That's how that works. The more that you move through the places where there is an interior tightening, an interior resistance, the places where interiorly within you, you have fear, you have the word, the lack of confidence, the places within you where you have took on someone else's belief to say that you are not enough. What we would like to say to that little part of you is remember before you heard that. Remember and realize in the expansion of the truth, in the wisdom key codes that are coded within you as the light force of your literal being of breath, you came to remember who and what you really are, which is a masterful creator. It is true. It is so very, very true. You all participate in the ways in which you activate creation. Look in your life. See how it is that your thought follows form. And no, your form follows thought, let us say it like that. And how it is that the expression of the love vibration makes manifest so much more goodness in your reality, so much more of the light you wish to experience. The thing is, many of our human friends get stuck on the idea that you have to do certain things. We say, follow the heart. Yes, true. Yes, you have to have survival. Yes, you have to play the game in a certain kind of way so that you have a roof over your head and you have food in your belly. And we understand that perspective. But we are also saying that all of those things do and are completely taken care of most of the time, even when it looks pretty dark. And we know that your planet is going through major transformations, that there are beings on this planet who are living in less than degrees of goodness. And so we are not discounting that we see the whole totality of your experience. And yet we want to say this, though this may be a difficult premise for some of our human friends. Here is the truth of the truth, dear ones. In this way, upon your planet, through cycles upon cycles upon cycles upon cycles upon cycles upon cycles upon cycles,
there is a perfection here, and there is always an equalizing balancing happening here. There is always light, and there is always the counter of dark or shadow. And in this way, the beauty is struck. The truth of expression is that you are in an evolutionary jump from an older paradigm to a new paradigm of existence. And we say, in that newer paradigm of existence, this is where a part of you already resides. For those of you who would hear this, those of you who would follow these kinds of thoughts and guidances, those of you who would have those thoughts within yourself, know somewhere inside of yourself that this is the call. And so that is a part of you in what some like to say is like a future timeline of the experience of that which you are, is pulled forward to bring that experience of life into this reality and create a new world. Essentially, that is what you are all doing. Sometimes we express it in different ways, but it is essentially the same thing. This expansion that you are a part of is the eternal creation of the light that you are. And as you focus in these things, because if you think about it, dear ones, you are listening to this moment. You are listening to these words. It is maybe not ever going to reach certain other people, but the expression of that is that that call was and is for you to ignite something within you, that there is something pulling you bigger, wider, farther, interiorly, to expand into the greater aspects of life, of living, of being, to connect humanity to heart-minded thinking, being, expressing, doing, living, and creating. That is the jump we have been talking about for years and years. This is the greatest time to be alive in this third dimensional world of experience. And so we are recognizing that there are so many different ways we could continue, as we often do, and go on our tangents, as she says. So we will pause for a moment and ask our dear host, dear one, do you have anything you would like to talk with us about?
First, greetings, and really thank you so much for the message that you shared. It was really, really inspiring, and you really talked about some really important experiences that we are having now, and we are feeling this strong, like this calling becoming strong and strong with time. And maybe I would love if you can talk a little bit more about trust in ourselves, trust in our hearts, because I feel that in this time we are really called to show up as who we truly are, like even stronger than before. And with that, if we don't have this trust, the resistance becomes also stronger. So how can we have this trust and create experiences that are more easy and more graceful?
We love that very much, dearest one. And it is, how shall we say? It is what you would say, or will we have said, is a very large key code. Trust is an alignment to the first step upon the path, really. To begin to really experience the regular experience of, no matter what occurs in the life of the experiencer, that you live in a place with trusting yourself first, knowing that you have got you. Essentially, you have got you. It is you and you, you and you, and the infinite eternal oneness. And that infinite eternal oneness includes all that is, which means if you step into that place of trust, you must bridge the gap that says everything is for me, essentially. And even if it is a difficulty, it is all for me, and that I trust this experience. There is a call from your heart to stand in that kind of awakening. There is a call from your soul to stand in the kind of place where you are firmly rooted in the place of, this is all for me. I would not be here thinking this, doing this, experiencing this, getting this, creating this, transmuting this, transforming this, changing this, leaving this, accepting this, if it wasn't for me. And that is a very big piece in of itself. We would say some of our human friends take an entire lifetime to work on that one alone. Do you see the magnitude of that?
Right.
And so the way we would say to trusting yourself is believing that everything is for you. That is what we would say is the first really rooted place to begin. And there's a lot of depth and wisdom and life circumstances that will help you to anchor that kind of trust through your lived experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, absolutely. And I really loved how you express it. Like you said, how you said yourself first, and you includes all there is. And here, it brings some relief because we don't see separation in it, because no matter what happens, all there is included in the how to say the divinity that we are embodying in ourselves. That was so inspiring.
We are also recognizing in this moment that there is an we are going to do this in this way because there is one who is stepping forward very strongly in order to offer a bit more on that topic of how to be in trust of the path in order to open up. So we are going to step aside and allow this one to come forward to answer that as well, if that is acceptable to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Indeed. Greetings, dear one. I am that one you would understand to be the one known as Mary Magdalene. And in this moment, I have come forth taking a stand in this way, stepping right up in order to say, in regards to the conversation that we are all supporting in the ways in the world, in many different avenues and in different ways to communicate, connect, we are recognizing in this moment I am here to express the one piece that it is seen that needs to be shared, that is a part of that equation, so true, so deep, so firm in a practical kind of sense and also in a deeply heart-filled sense. And this is that I say to you that it is by coming to fall in love with oneself, to come and literally love, be in a love space with yourself, that you begin to trust the path, dear one, that you begin to trust that no matter what wilderness you walk into or how the world shows up for you or does not show up for you, that it is that the experience of falling so deeply in love with yourself, rescuing yourself, finding your way back to your own heart so that when you look into your own eyes, you know that you are the beloved. You are the one full of love. You are the one full of light. You are the one bridging heaven and earth. You are the one you are seeking. That it is you who is utterly amazing. That it is you who is the light of the world. That it is you who carries the codes for so many. That by falling in love with yourself, by claiming your love for yourself, by knowing the love inherently within you that you are good and very good, that you are worthy and very worthy, that you are it more than it could ever be. That way, you firm up the foundational shores of your own faith, which breeds the trust in which you are speaking about. Trust and faith go hand in hand, and so does love of the one whom you are. For it is not in the ways in which one looks at themselves in a self and grand aggrandizement way. It is to know truly, dear ones, that you are the light and love of the world by your very essence and breath. You are here purposefully. And when you claim that inside just for being, just for having lived or for surviving what you have, and to be standing at these shores asking these questions, how do I love myself more so that I may offer the truth that I am unto the world? That is the beginning of the kind of trust that you need in order to walk through the various wild lands of the world. This, I say, is a message I offer with so much strength, so much that when you look into the eyes of anyone, you are looking into the eyes of yourself, that love yourself and you shall love others. Love yourself and you shall see when others are in their own pain that it is not you. Taking care of yourself takes care of the world. This is the first places of your own belief and foundational platform of trust in yourself so that you activate your next light codes, dear one. I say, it is such an honor to get to be here in this conversation with you. And in this moment, I will step back and let them come forward again. And so it is that we are here in this presence again with you, dear one. We are overjoyed to be in this alignment as always, and we would like to continue if this is acceptable to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And wow, the message that Mother Mary shared, that was so actually so profound. And as she said, like, self-love is the key. And that was so perfect. And may we take questions from the audience?
This would be wonderful.
Okay, great. Let's see, we have Michelle from Newton Aycliffe. Hello, how do I keep my frequency vibration high, please? Currently, I am surfing awesome cosmic waves and crashing back into low vibrations. Vengeful thoughts and judgments of others.
We understand, dearest one. We are recognizing how it is, and we appreciate the way in which you express that, languaging it in the way of surfing the waves, because that is very much how it is that you begin to stabilize, to understand how it is that you are, you could say, as you have said, cosmically accelerating the consciousness. And to stabilize that through a human body experience expression is part of the biggest journey you ever take. What we would say about that is keeping your vibration high means to know that you would stay in one state always. It is by learning to balance the, what we would say is the highers and the lowers, a little more into the middle range, where you recognize even that you go a little higher, that you recognize, oh, well, I'm going to kind of come through and to the other side. It doesn't mean I have to crash, though. It's almost like giving yourself the preparatory experience. It's to start to have a broader vision, to see it more neutrally, as opposed to being the, even though it is experienced by you, dear one, it is that the, how should we say, the experience can be stabilized too through the experiencer by the consciousness that can be broader. So it is almost like you experience yourself as the experiencer, but you also plug in the one that knows that you are simply experiencing, the one that is beyond the experience. The one that is beyond the experience is experiencing to know, ah, there is the experiencer going through the highs and lows of what it is to be human. That's the voice or the connection that you want to, in effect, plug in to your own energetic body system to understand, hey, I can allow the receivership of these waves of cosmic consciousness to grow me without having to take the plunge into the darker, heavier, thicker, denser energies that do absolutely exist. I can see that they exist, but I can not have to drop down into them. So that when and if you do, you become quicker to realize that you are there at all. You become quicker to realize that you are, now I have dropped into the lower frequency. I can feel it. Oh, I'm feeling very negative. I'm feeling very heavy. I'm feeling very vengeful. I am very judgmental. I'm not liking this, that, and the next thing. And you see how you go off on your own journey with that. You pack your bag, you put the things together, you take a sandwich with you, and you go down that dark trail, and you want to go. What we would like to say to most of our human friends upon the path of this kind of way is that you like it. It becomes a little bit of an addiction, we have often told our human friends. You enjoy the addiction high just as much as you enjoy the addiction low of the energetic swimming that you are doing in the vast ocean of being human. So we would say to you in this way, notice when you have now dropped down a little bit and you are packing the bag and you are making the sandwich for the journey, and you say, I am about to take the journey of the darker, heavier densities. Well, how about if I back up a little bit first? How about if I go up a few notches and I just hang out there? How about if I go upstairs in energy to the third floor instead of the down at the basement? And how about if I go up to the third floor and I make a sandwich up there and I just breathe? And then maybe, actually, in the worldly form of physical beingness, you then do some breath work, positive prayer, breath work, and or meditation. These kinds of ways are the way that you become the master, because you see and sense how it is you are taking the energetic highs and lows of cosmically, and we are using your words, to integrate the understanding that you are far more than the human being in the flesh suit walking around in a mummified state. We say that not with offense to anyone. We say that because you all know, if you are here having this kind of conversation or listening to these words, that you all at times go into these kinds of places where you almost feel mummified, you feel lackluster, you feel less than life is shining and brightly through you. And so you quest. You search, you look deeper, you know there is more, there's something calling you. And that is what begins the road of the what is being termed now as the sea that you are in, about rising and falling into the higher and lower energy systems to acclimate to bringing heaven and earth together, essentially to understand that whether or not that is the cosmic energies of the eternal nowness of creation being made manifest through you, that you begin to understand that you are everything. You are all the previous lifetimes and you are all the future lifetimes, that you are the eternal now of creation. You are literally the life breath of creation. Well, once you recognize that and you start that journey, and you are sometimes in the higher up and then drop into the lower lows, by recognizing that that is what is the activity, you can catch yourself sooner before you allow yourself, because it is a choice, to drop into the denser realm and play that part. Because that is like what your some of your neuroscience are saying these days, that the wiring firing together creates the, we are not saying it right, but it is like how you wire the neurons together, they fire together, what wires together fires together. Well, in a sense, the more you keep wiring that, I always drop down into the denser energies and then I'm feeling badly and I'm doing these things or I'm thinking these things or I'm being this way for weeks on end, we say back up. Tell a different story, change your state, do some breath work. Your breath is the greatest tool you were given upon the planet experience of being human. Your breath is the most underused tool you have. And most human beings don't know how to use their breath for the acceleration of the expansion of consciousness. So even just 9 deep breaths, 12 deep breaths, deeply breathing into your heart can change your state, call in higher realms, step up, make the sandwich on the third floor, take a chill pill, turn your attention toward the good rather than allowing yourself and your thoughts to be rerouted in the same pain game way by thinking negatively or going towards the revengeful thoughts. You have to shift, and that takes personal responsibility. Personal responsibility is the access way to your stepping into new territory, and then you must learn and repetitively play the new game differently. But it takes first personal responsibility to step out of the old way by saying, I want not that. I want the higher realms. I want to feel more stabilized in actualizing that I am a gift upon the planet. I have come to be in a body to accelerate my consciousness. Therefore, the idea that I'm even doing that makes it possible. That's what we would say about that, dear one.
Wow, that was so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
For the guidance. And also thank you, Michelle, for your great question. Let's see. We have a caller from Ketchum, phone number ending with 0469. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What is your name?
It's Elizabeth.
Can you get a little bit closer to the phone? We don't hear
you. Hold on for 1 second.
Well.
I'm going to turn off the.
Okay.
Hi. How are you?
Again? Great, thank you.
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Greetings, Elizabeth.
Hi. Greetings. I'm on such an incredible journey, and everything is moving so rapidly. It's astonishing, but puts a smile on my face every day. And I guess my question is, I'm going to start speaking about my journey in my life and wondering, is the planet ready to hear about just my journey or my journey with spirituality incorporated with it, because my spirituality has just been a massive part of my journey for me, my physical journey. But I find what you're saying is so incredible and so beautiful in so many different ways. And I guess my question is that, am I in the right direction? And the other thing is, I'm doing holographic healing, and I'm having some physical experiences, and I'm not sure if that's the therapy I'm doing or the holographic healing. I'd love a little guidance on that, if you could, please.
Indeed, this one. Elizabeth, thank you for your participation and energetic signature that we are recognizing in this moment. It is a beautiful one, and we are also recognizing how it is that, of course, the world is ready, because it would not be that you are here upon the plane and the planet in this experience, in this cosmic connection, literally vibrating your own resonating being. So being in a body and having your life experience, being ready to share that is a gift unto the world, absolutely. And yes, not only is the world ready for it, but it actually needs it, yes, because it amplifies that which we are even doing, that which many thousands and millions of other people are doing. And what is a fascination to us, because you don't see it from how we see it, but we see how it is that our human friends are, in a sense, you are all in your own little game. You are all in your own little box. You are all in your own, even though you interact, and even like this in this moment, you are interacting, but you think in your own little box that you are not affecting the whole, that you are doing this by yourself, even though many of you are doing so much for so many. You are reaching wider than you were ever able to in previous timelines. Isn't that so? And so in this way, we would say, there you are, dearest Elizabeth, moving and participating in all the ways you have, not only in your own literal spiritual evolutionary walk, expansion, but then you are reaching out and assisting others, right? And so in this way, for you to not share your spiritual journey would be, you would just say, don't do that. And in regard the holographic and the healing energies that we see energetically, that you are, some of that you are taking on through others. We would ask you the word. When you do the holographic, are you doing holographic healing for other people? Is that accurate?
No, I'm doing it for myself, on my brain.
Mm-hmm. So energetically, there is, do tell us, what do you say as the word? How do we say this? Your feelings of symptoms, that's the what we are saying. What is this that you are experiencing?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding your question. Please rephrase.
Sure. What is the experience that you are having symptomatically?
Out of body, nauseousness, fatigue is setting in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that's the healing of my brain doing the holographic, or is it my therapy that's triggering certain things in my brain to create the physical issues I'm having?
Well, what is interesting,
responses.
The interesting thing is we are not seeing this as located only in your brain. So we are seeing that you are ramping up your healing, you could say. And we can't talk about it specifically. We cannot say, oh, it's the trigger of this, it's the trigger of that, it means this, it means that. But what we can say at the whole level, we can say that all the parts are working together. So when you ramp up one area and you trigger effectively something to be healed, the rest of the wholeness of you must respond to keep the balance working, correct? So energetically, you are, we can't find it, you're harmonizing. You are trying to harmonize through the healing that you are doing, both therapeutically, therapy-wise, and through the holographic healing. And what is happening is one of the words we would say is maybe the phrase is coming up is called the word is too much too fast. So gently, gentler. Maybe you do one less per week if it's more than once, or maybe you're doing it only once a week, or maybe you back off and do only every other week. Just giving yourself time in a physical way, in the third dimensional, for the rewiring, for the rerouting, for the healing, for the kinds of balancing and harmonizing and integration between your sessions, so that you are not triggering everything simultaneously and causing an uproar and an out-of-balance-ness. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, we see that. And we are also recognizing a beautiful energetic golden aura about you, which you would say aura. We don't usually use that word, but we will say golden light about you, dearest one. So we would say when we connect with the recognizing of all the many aspects of you and multidimensional aspects of self, what we would say to you is please do share your story and write or speak or do what you need to do in the world. It will obviously fulfill and support your own path, but also it will assist and support so many others. Our beloved channel many years ago would often say things like it seems as if I'm crazy if I say those things. And so then when she started teaching the workshops that she does teach, the theme in every single workshop without her speaking about it or bringing up was that out of maybe 10 people sitting there in the room, if you say that there were 10, 7 at a minimum would all say the same phrase. It's going to sound crazy, and I think I'm crazy, but, and then they would give their spiritual walk story. So our point with that is, at this time on this planet, at this accelerated race of consciousness, there are more human beings waking than not. And that is why your story is needed, dear one.
Got it.
Thank you,
okay,
dear Elizabeth.
Thank you so much. So much.
It is our
so
pleasure.
I appreciate your energy.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Much love. Wow, that was so wonderful. Thank you so much for the guidance.
It is our our joyful pleasure, dearest one. It is our deep honor. It is makes this world be the blessing that it is, and the activations and the way in which we are participating. We are absolutely always overjoyed to be in assistance with our human friends. We adore you. We look forward to more. We bid you the most loving and magical and happy adieu.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. And can we take one more question? Okay, Grace is coming.
Hi there. Hi there.
I thought they are still there.
Hi.
That was so wonderful. I really loved everything that they shared, like so profound, and how they express it. It was like so perfect. Thank you for bringing them.
Absolutely.
Do we take a question,
there's nothing
or
left to say.
Do you want to take a we take one more question, or we move to the?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, great. We have Aria on the webcast. Hi, Grace. Could you please talk about twin flames and how it relates to divine feminine and divine masculine energies? Do twin flames have similar signature energies? Also, are there missions that twin flames are supposed to do together?
I appreciate that question. It's interesting. I've not been one who's fully focused on the label of called twin flame, although I've read a few things over time, and I know a lot of people are interested in that. It's been my experience. I try to, in my own personal life and my spiritual journey and the way that I sort of teach out of my own spiritual lived experiences, that the freer I get from the ideas of the labels, I feel better. So that's just my personal experience. And so what I have come to understand about that kind of connection between people, that twin flame, if you give it the kind of standard feeling that most people put the label to, is that they are high activators in our life. And that can be really intense, and sometimes they can have the same kind of mission and activate things in us that take us to the next level. Mm-hmm. And it is done in a soul family way, and that twin flames matching you exactly and then living in bliss forever, I'm not certain about that. This is just my personal experience. You know, I don't know. The reason why I don't fully believe that one is because, in my experience, especially living life in the third dimension, we are growing, and we keep growing. And I believe you can be with one person or find your twin flame or your beloved and then live forever together until the day you die. I believe that fully, if that's a choice for that soul, for those two souls. The way I've also seen it as a clairvoyant when I've done the sessions is that we make these agreements so that we get completely activated to our next greatest level. If we resist that mm-hmm. level, we cause ourselves a lot of pain. I've literally done that one. I've resisted when I've known that it was better to go than to stay, and I stayed and I caused myself a lot of pain. But I sure learned a lot of deep lessons that way. So see, I don't think there's anything wrong if you can mm-hmm. grow through that kind of choice. The other thing is that through the divine, because I love the question, was through the divine feminine. In working with the first part of the divine feminine that really came through me for channeling with Mother Mary, and Mother Mary coming through me was very unexpected and life altering, because when she first came through me about 9 or 10 years ago, I could not
rationalize this with my mind. I was really uncomfortable, very uncomfortable with this, because I felt, well, what happened is my own ego became involved. Like, who do you think you are? How could you ever channel Mother Mary, Christ's mother? And, you know, like, I just got into all of this stuff, and I just, it took a lot for me to get out of my own way to allow mm-hmm. that to be received and then to be given to others. So I really kind of honestly hid that for years. I did it only in private sessions. I didn't tell people, meaning I didn't have it on out in the world. You only knew that I did that if you heard from me or heard from someone else. And so, and then I eventually started sharing it in my smaller group experiences in LA. And it just was a process of me developing my own safety and comfort with being a person who would be that open to receive that big and most divine channel of mother energy and divine mother channel. So when I started to channel Mary Magdalene, it's like graduating. I felt like I kept graduating to these next levels. First was Osiris, and it took a really, really long time to get stabilized with all of that. Then it was Mother Mary. It took a long, long time, and I hid that. And then it was Mary Magdalene, and I hid it totally for years and years. And then it was Isis, and I could barely deal with Isis because I just her energy was so big. But it was with Mary Magdalene that I came to understand the beloved equation. And I term it that way, the beloved, the divine design between the beloveds. And that, I think, is more the paradigm that I feel call and resonation to when I think about twin flames. Because I think with twin flames, there can be an ignition of the soul reasons for being with each other. And a lot of those soul reasons we come together is for clearing karma. And I'm all for that because we have lived with people in other lifetimes as other parts of ourselves. And we have things left to heal and to clear. And you could even say that in this life. You could say that in this life, my name is Grace Kavanaugh, and I have this lineage of women. They go back how many lifetimes? If I said my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-grandmother, 5, 6, 7, 10 lifetimes of women in my lifetime, if I could place a face to think about the women in my ancestral lines that I've chosen to be connected to in this life, this soul is not the family member, but I have chosen to be in connection with these souls in this lifetime. So we do the same. I am grateful for the ancestral lineage of the people who have come to be before me so that I could be this one. And so when you end up connected to a twin flame, and I have been for certain, but my experience with twin flames is that is not a forever lifetime experience. It's forever in the experience of soul. It's eternal connection to someone who I, as a soul, get to play with and participate in the expansion of my life in any lifetime. So I'm eternally connected to my twin flames. I don't think of a twin flame as just one. There may be contradictory ideas out there or people who could tell you they're an expert at this or that. This is where I follow my truth, my knowing, my lived experience. I've had relationships in my lifetime, long term. I've been married. I've had experiences with soul partners who I was not in a relationship with in the way of a partner. So we have all kinds of different ways we come together to teach each other and to grow. I've had these experiences with twin flames where I have, we answer each other in our dreams. I've had the kind of, you know, incredible spiritual experiences with people. I see my past lives with the people I'm with. I see who they've been and how we are and what we're doing together. And I'm grateful. I have that bird's eye view. I really can see clairvoyantly these things. And it is a gift, and I am grateful. And it has taught me that the truest divine design is that I am with the beloved in all of their faces. And that mm-hmm. was taught to me by Mary Magdalene, because her walk with Jesus or Yeshua was a divine design of the beloved. And they came to be this, we simplify by saying the divine masculine and the divine feminine, and to spread the Christhood, Christ consciousness light upon the earth and drop those codes. She's taught me that the face of the beloved is in not just the man Jesus, that the man Jesus recognized that the man Jesus was in all things. And she too saw that, and that they had that to drop into the codes. And that may be, I don't know, contrary to what other people think or see or understand or have read. But my experience is that by loving the one that you're with and learning the greatest that you can learn and giving the greatest and seeing yourself as you really are, shedding off the things you think you are through the beloved, through the divine design of why you're together and why you are here on the planet, that is what we're here to do. And so when you are with someone who you might feel or think of as, this is my twin flame, my experience says, well, that's awesome. He's my twin flame. I'm going to walk this path and see where it takes me now, because this is my soul's adventure. This is mm-hmm. my soul's karmic healing. This is my soul's expansion. This is my gift that I get to breathe air and walk on this planet. This is my, you know, this is my mission, is to awaken myself at the highest level and share that. And if that twin flame before me that I'm saying is feeling like that, if he's the one to walk with me the rest of the days of the life I live, then awesome. And if he's not, then he's not. And that's awesome. And that is all encompassing, in my opinion, that everything is the beloved. Everyone is my beloved. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And yeah, I really loved it. Like, yeah, it was so powerful. You explained it very well, and we also can understand through your explanation, like, how this is reflected through the experiences that we had. I also love that when you said that I am with the beloved in all faces. That's also so profound. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For that.
And
also thank you, Aria. Great question.
Yes, thank you, Aria.
Yeah. And we'd love to hear your feedback if you are still live with us.
Grace,
I would love if we can talk now about the program you are offering, Ignite Your Light, Activating Your Own Source Code. And it includes channeled masterclass and channeled light code activations and more. So I would love if we can talk about that, and if you can share with us what our audience can experience through these activations and masterclass. And I would love to share the link so our audience can follow with us. So everyone, I invite you to visit the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/grace, yourdivineuniqueness.com/grace, GRACE. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. So Grace, can you talk about that?
Yeah. Sure, I can talk about that to the best of my ability. The funny thing about me is I channel things, and the practical side of me doesn't remember a lot, but I know what we put together.
Yeah.
And it's a journey about just a little download, a conversation, and with Osira talking about igniting the light, and your so-called, kind of like what we just did today, but, you know, in a different fashion, kind of teaching us about what to do and how to do that, and waking up those soul codes within you. And then I believe there's a meditation about that, and an activation.
Yeah, there's the guided breath expansion.
Yeah, that's right. It's the breath where they lead it, and they also activate. And one of the things that's very interesting about my experience also with Osira is I had no idea about the soul codes and the language, the light language and tones and frequencies, until I sort of blindly followed them into creating a level 1, 2, and 3 workshop that I started about 4 years, 5 years ago. I think it was 5 years ago, actually. And I just followed their guidance. They just told me, after years of people telling me and asking me if I would do workshops and teach and share with, you know, share levels of Osira in a new way, I finally got out of my own way. And they said, just do level 1 and we will teach it with you. And I was like, okay, if you'll teach it with me, then I can show up. So what happened is I teach level 1 workshop, and then in level 2, I showed up and I was going to teach it with them. And they did this experience for people called called light frequency healing codes. And it's very powerful and deep work, and it was unbeknownst to me. I had no idea really that I was going to do it. My eyes are closed the whole time, but my body moves around, and we activate the soul codes by clearing much. And it's with extremely intense, beautiful, powerful tones and frequencies that come through me. People used to say to me, well, they say it still, but when they would watch and experience this experience, they would say, oh my God, you're like an opera singer. And it was because these sounds, and I don't sing, believe me, if these sounds and these tones would come out of me that were just from another place. They are incredible. And
wow.
I've been doing this for 5 years, again, like I said, and I don't share about that publicly. This is probably the first time I've ever actually said that that's what happened. And it's very beautiful, very moving. The person is got big. There's all kinds of things that happen. And what happened through these activations is people would be cleared of karma or heavy things they've been doing. Now, I don't purport to be the person who healed them. This is just done by their agreement and by these sounds and frequencies, because we're energy and everything is affected by everything. So these beautiful tones going into the body and around the auric, everything is shifting something, and it clears something. So only like 4 years later did I start to realize that me making those sounds with Osira, they were channeling through me these powerful light code frequency tones, and they were shifting things for people. And in that way, I came to understand that it was light language. And I know that that's become a thing in the last many years, and it wasn't something that I ever resonated to. I really have always felt very, I'm a Taurus, so I really felt practical. I felt really grounded with, this needs to be received. People need to wake up in a way that they can live life and be grounded in and understand in a certain way. So for me, light language was never going to be a thing I wanted to do. I made this agreement with Osira in the beginning. It has to be English because I speak it, and I don't want to feel like I'm talking gibberish. I want to feel grounded. I want to feel like I can live my life. These were like my parameters for doing this work when I finally understood that I could even have a boundary with spirit, with these interdimensional realms of good. And once I realized I could have these boundaries and we could create it this way, I said these things about sort of, it needs to be this kind of way for me to feel safe in the world and in my life. I have these babies I have to raise. I wanted to know that it was going to be good. So then all those years later, when the light language was coming through, the tones and the frequencies, these in this package that is, we've got created just for your audience, Monsif, is three activations of the conversation and then the light frequency tones coming through. And we've never really done it this way, honestly. It's usually always done in person. So this is a sort of, in a kind of sense, like for our first trial run at the expression of this coming through that way. So we're really excited about what downloaded for this Ignite Your Light program, and excited to hear about it for people. And, you know, on the note of like the things that we've done in the in these level one, two, and three workshops that I hold in Los Angeles, when those happen, people are in a group, usually anywhere from usually 10 to 14 people. And so everyone gets to witness the other person's light frequency healing code session. And it's literally like being in a very beautiful healing shamanic kind of galactic activation clearing portal. And it's beautiful and moving. And we never recorded those sessions because it felt like such a sacred thing. But one time someone did take some pictures, and there was actually on the film, I still have it on my camera, where there was some energies that were being cleared, and you can see it completely, absolutely, 100%. You can see it in the film, on the picture. And so to me, it's almost like it took me a long time to accept and come to terms with what I was channeled, what I am channeling and a channel of. And it sometimes needs, we need also a little bit of proof. And so that's probably why when we caught that picture last year, that's probably why I feel more confident now to just share these things with the world. And I guess I'm also saying that on the note of how it is that you, in the beginning, you said, you know, we all need to know that we're here to give our gifts and to not be hiding. And I'm a living, walking person of that, too, because I have, you know, done a lot of amazing, wonderful things and had powerful, really, you know, radical, miraculous experiences in my life. And I have hidden a lot of that. And so I'm saying this to myself just as much as I'm saying this to anybody who would be listening. It's time for us all to share in the truth of our experience and not hide these things that are just such gifts. So, that is, yeah, so that's the Ignite Your Light is an activation for lighting up your own codes and connecting them at a body, emotional, physical, and spiritual and light body way. So the sounds and the vibrations through taking these in and listening to the activations and the conversations and doing any meditations and breath work, that is what shifts this. And it lays out a kind of spiritual blueprint for you to start activating things. It's not like, oh, overnight you're like change and everything's different. You just notice on these subtler realm levels, you start to pick the codes up a little bit more. You might notice that you're paying attention to the signs of synchronicity more, or you just feel like there's a flow or an alignment happening, or you recognize your guides, or you just have more clarity or more peace, or a bigger piece of understanding comes in. So I can't say what's going to happen for everybody. I just know that they activate at the next level for people.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much, Grace, for putting together this really beautiful package. I'm really excited for the audience to experience that, to experience the light code activations and the tones and light language that you share. And also the masterclass, because the messages that you bring, like, are really profound. And like for me, in today's call, like I experienced some aha moments, because the information you gave, like it was like, I felt like, okay, I get it now, just by talking about the subject. And so yeah, very, very excited to offer this, that we are offering this package to our audience, and also so honored to be able to share work with our audience. So Thank you so much for this opportunity. And everyone, I highly recommend Grace's work and package, very profound one, and you can get it on the page, yourdivineuniqueness.com/grace, yourdivineuniqueness.com/grace, G-R-A-C-E. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. And again,
thanks, Monty. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a real honor to have you here with us. Thank you for everything you shared, for the energy that you held for the group, and the channeling, and the guidance that you gave to our audience. So really, thank you so much, Grace.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, and I'm really glad we got to have this time, and I look forward to another time. So have a wonderful day. Thank you, Monty.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Grace. And everyone, thank you so much for your presence, for your beautiful energies, for your great questions. Thank you for co-creating this space with us, and because your presence really, really matters, and it's what allows us to create this and to allow the speakers to help us expand all together as a family here. So thank you so much for allowing us to serve you in this way. And I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.